We're lying down?
Yes.
Because this is podcast mode when we do the radio show for Derby Sound Community Radio, which is, you can find out more about that at circularity.org/radio. We sit up.
Oh, you do.
No, I do, because I have to press the buttons. But when it comes to podcasting, we lie down. That's why our voices are a little bit deeper.
Push and go.
So, this one is Call to Arms.
Yes.
So this is the first track, the opening track on Circularity. And it starts with a bit of a cacophony, really. There's this kind of... it was kind of influenced partially by a very rudimentary kind of styling of like a call to prayer, you know, that kind of the Islamic kind of chant, you know, kind of getting people together. But it's, underneath it is kind of discordance, so that it sounds quite uncomfortable. And Nick Bryan, who produced it, he crunched it slightly, so it sounds distorted. So it's a little bit like, I don't know, it's quite uncomfortable to listen to, really. And then it kicks in with this massive, huge, like, tune, big, epic rock thing. Massive, big, drop D chords and all that sort of stuff. And the whole reason is this kind of, it's a wake-up call, really. That's what the whole song's about. And we talk about a call to action, or a call to arms, like A-R-M-S, as in like a fighting thing. But actually, you know, we spell it on this call to arms, A-L-M-S, because fighting doesn't work. That's it.
And that's... whenever I hear arms, as it is, I always think of like a medieval old wallet lady. arms for the poor.
Arms for the poor.
Or actually, Robin Hood.
Oh yeah, it's on Robin Hood, isn't it? Kevin Costner.
No, not that.
Not Kevin Costner.
The proper Robin Hood.
The Disney one.
The Disney one. The one everybody loves, and is one of the best films you've ever seen as a child. arms for the poor. Oh, sheriff, can you get me?
So, yeah, it wasn't inspired by that, mate.
No. Although that is a very inspiring film.
It is. Robin Hood is a little fox thing.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's about really a wake-up call to start living a little bit differently, because everyone's kind of... there's a lot of conflict, isn't there, mate?
There is.
Everywhere you look, there's conflict. And
even in that film, it was Robin Hood, Little John running through the forest. Yeah, old laddie, we only want today.
Copyright, mate.
Well, yeah, it's podcasting, in case.
So, Robin Hood and calling to arms, which is kind of tied. No, because it's tied, isn't it? That whole idea of...
Well, it's fighting for the right thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
So, again, Robin Hood, I mean, we're joking around, but Robin Hood, supposedly in the thing, I mean, not supposedly if you live in Nottingham, obviously, actually, was fighting against the establishment, the sheriff and everybody else to try and stop the taxes of King John and give to the poor, which is calling to arms for the right reasons, to fight for people to have rights, almost like a medieval Jeremy Corbyn, you might say.
But it's, I mean, you know, there's the obvious historical reference for like things like the Magna Carta,
yes,
and stuff, the Great Charter, where all of the barons basically stood up to the king and went, right, we've had enough of this greed, we've had enough of this stuff, and we're actually going to, you know, set a new precedent now.
We're going to make it so that not just you are getting rich,
but we are get as rich well. As but well. Not those poor ones.
Everybody else can still be poor, but we're not taking it anymore.
But it was a step in an interesting direction. So what we have now is obviously our MPs that are elected into the House of House of Commons here in the UK, and you know they're elected by local areas. And, you know, they're to represent the people in the governing system of the country.
Representative democracy. And that's, I mean, we're not going to get into Brexit at all, because I don't want to go there.
Oh, mate.
That's madness. But that's where the clashes come from, we are a representative democracy, and that was a direct democracy question. And there you've got the two going against each other. So you've got the direct democracy saying, quite marginally, but this is the majority, say this. And the representative democracy people going, well, I know you said that, but actually, when I've looked at the detail, I think slightly differently to what you all said. And you voted me in to sort of do things in your best interest. And that's why they've had the clash and why there's been this perceived they're not doing what the people say. But then we kind of put them in place to do what they think is best for the constituents.
And the same in Europe, you know, the election of the members of the European Parliament and all that, it's all a democratic process done by voting. I'm not quite sure about first past the post, I'll be honest, as a voting system. I think there's better ones. But, you know, that's the one that we have.
I like the one where you flip a coin.
But the flip a coin analogy is interesting in itself, because that's what it's turned into. You're either heads or tails. You're either one thing or another.
There's a dichotomy to everything, isn't there?
There is, and everything's for and against. And that permeates everything on social media. As soon as you put something up, you're guaranteed to have a comment of someone that talks either in agreement or against you, not as part of a debate or a wider conversation or something that helps enlighten things. And that's why we have all of our social media channels for circularity. The whole idea is that actually we try not to kind of argue too much, because that's in our set values. That you can see at the website called The Bees. So if you go to circularity.org and search, have a look at the top, it says The Bees. And if you look at those, they're our values for the whole project. And that's what we try to encourage people to do online. So that rather than, you know, I disagree, here's a massive argument, it's, but have you considered this? You know, it's a conversation thing. And there's been some stunning debates, you know, through different feeds and posts that we've done. And that's what the call to arms is, really. The call to arms is, you know, just stop being against everything or for everything for a minute, and just let's really think critically about the content that we see online, about what we do in real life, how we live, basically. Let's do some nice things for people. Let's look after each other. You know, that's what the whole Winter Wish project's about. If you do circularity.org/winterwish, you'll see that's our call to arms around Christmas time. With ALMS, that's what it is.
Arms for the poor. And it's that thing, isn't it? It's about, everybody does it at Christmas. I know we're a Christian country and Christmas and all that jazz and everything. If you believe, you believe. It's up to you. Whether you believe in Christianity, Islam, Judaism, whichever religion it might be, but it seems to be
they're all the same.
Well, they're all Abrahamic religions, yeah. But they all have a slightly different structures based on where they sort of popped up in the Middle East and what was behind them and who influenced them, whether it was the Roman Empire, whether it was the Persian Empire, all that sort of stuff. But essentially, around each of their festivals, and around any other religion or any other movement's festivals, you tend to get people of that thought process who have those beliefs tend to be more magnanimous. So around Christmas time, Christians tend to be more around giving and things like that. And generally the population does, because it's Christmas, it's about giving gifts and things. But the Winter Wish is about highlighting that with a wish for next year, with nominating people, with lighting a candle, with thinking about things, is more about, well, right, we can do this for winter, and that's the aim, to get people thinking about it, but what are you going to do next year? What are you going to do in the middle of summer?
I've got a bit of a bomb to drop, mate.
Drop that bomb.
Because that's basically what we're going to do next year in 2020. So Winter Wish is the beginning of a programme of calendar events spread over a period of time, maybe a month, maybe a couple of months, maybe a week, maybe a day. But the whole year is going to be handed over to different kind of projects like Winter Wish that basically turn people's lives better, individually for ourselves, from me to we, all you know, around the world if necessary, if it gets that far. But Winter Wish is the beginning, and don't think the Winter Wish is just this year, because Winter Wish is now every year, and 2019 is just the beginning of that project.
It's the start of the decade.
It is. So we're handing 2020 over to circularity, because it's going to be driven by circularity, it's going to be powered by circularity. They're our two primary concepts that are going to take us forward. So, can you explain both those concepts? Because this has been a test that we've all tried to do.
So, powered by circularity is we come along, we help you with your ideas, and we put the gas in the engine or the charge in the electric motor so that we're not polluting the atmosphere. Driven by circularity is there's an idea we've had or it's a project we're leading and we bring you along in that journey. So we're driving the bus and we're asking everybody to come and jump on that bus with us or catch that train with us, and we're the driver.
So effectively, driven by circularity is going to be things like Winter Wish or the forthcoming circularity calendar projects. They're things that we create that we invite other people to be a part of. It's our events. So our Circularity Rise, our Circularity Showcases, our Circularity Connects. It's our podcast that you're listening to now. It's our radio show. It's our website. It's our social media work. This is stuff that's all driven by us. We drive these projects. But what we're going to do is give you the chance, anyone who's interested in circularity and creating their own events or creating their own podcast or creating their own things, we're going to help you guys to do that. Maybe you guys want to start a charity. We're going to help you because we want, you know, everything to be powered by circularity. And this means you've kind of got to think about slightly shifting the position of what circularity is in your head, because so far it's been a project, it's been a thing, it's been a creation, it's been a concept. And actually, something that we've been speaking about quite recently is actually, what about if you spin circularity on its head a little bit and it just becomes a force, it becomes an energy? So if you imagine that a circuit is powered by electricity, imagine that all projects are powered by people, and that people is that energy that's created by people collectively together as a we is circularity.
So yeah, so get involved. If you've got something for us, or something for the world, to be fair, bring it along, and we're happy to help. We're happy to put that energy in the electric motor and do whatever we can to assist you in changing the world. It's almost like it's a call to arms, Chris.
It is, almost a call to arms. I'll tell you who has accepted the call to arms. Andy Crow.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
So
yes.
Andy Crow has been inspired by circularity to create his own event, his own circularity event, where he's just going to invite the audience up to play with him, basically, and to be a part of his performance, which is just great, breaking down that boundary between performer and audience.
And he's a musical performer, so he'll be pulling up people to play music with him and, yeah, change the world to one song at a time.
And also, we've already started doing events powered by circularity, because this year at the local Derbyshire Sausage and Cider Festival, a stage was powered by circularity. There were lots of artists and musicians that came together to create a great show. The same thing happened at the Conkers Arena, where, you know, powered by circularity, a load of artists basically became support acts for some fantastic music tribute acts at the Conkers Arena, and, you know, in turn managed to play in front of 500-600 people at a time.
Yeah, and one of those was Ellie Grice, who's going to be heading up our Circularity Showcase on the 21st of December.
So what that is on the 21st of December at the National Brewery Centre, during the afternoon into perhaps the early evening, there's going to be an event where a lot of local artists are going to come together and perform and have a great time. And that's all going to be powered by Ellie Grice, powered by Circularity.